आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम नरेश मागू। द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी टू इनॉग्यूरेट एंड ले फाउंडेशन स्टोन्स ऑफ मल्टीपल डेवलपमेंट प्रोजेक्ट्स वर्थ ओवर 12,200 करोड़ रुपीज इन दिल्ली टुडे। Indian Railways to operate 13,000 trains during Mahakumbh Mela 2025 to cater to the massive influx of pilgrims. Uttar Pradesh government to promote Mahakumbh at International Tourism Fair in Spain. French Navy's nuclear-powered aircraft carrier Charles de Gaulle arrives in Goa to participate in bilateral exercise Varun. U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan to arrive in New Delhi today on a two-day visit to India. India set a 162-run victory target for Australia in fifth and final test of Border Gavaskar Trophy in Sydney. And in Hockey India League, team Gonasika beat Hyderabad Tufans 3-1 in Rourkela. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stones of multiple developmental projects in Delhi worth over 12,200 crore rupees today. Our correspondent reports that a 13-kilometer stretch of Delhi-Ghaziabad-Meerut-Namo-Bharat corridor between Sahibabad and New Ashok Nagar worth around 4,600 crore rupees will also be inaugurated by the Prime Minister.
The inauguration of the projects will help in enhancing regional connectivity and ensuring ease of travel for the people of Delhi. It includes a 2.8-kilometer stretch between Janakpuri and Krishna Park of Delhi Metro Phase 4 worth around 1,200 crore rupees. Areas of West Delhi such as Krishna Park, parts of Vikaspuri, Janakpuri among others will be benefited from the project. PM Modi will lay the foundation stone of the 26.5-kilometer Ritala-Kunli section of Delhi Metro Phase 4 worth around 6,230 crore rupees. This corridor will connect Ritala in New Delhi to Nathupur in Haryana. Mr. Modi will also undertake a ride in the Namo Bharat train from Sahibabad RRTA station to New Ashok Nagar RRTA station. He will also lay the foundation stone for the new state-of-the-art building for the Central Ayurveda Research Institute at Rohini, New Delhi. The campus aims to provide state-of-art healthcare and medicine infrastructure. Sumit Saha for Akashvani News, Delhi.
Indian Railways will operate 13,000 trains during Mahakumbh Mela 2025 to cater to the massive influx of pilgrims. These include 10,000 regular trains and 3,000 special trains. These trains will be run over 50 days, including 2 to 3 additional days before and after the event. Mahakumbh Mela in Prayagraj is expected to draw a massive crowd of around 40 crore people, posing a significant challenge for crowd management. Chief Public Relations Officer, CPRO, of North Central Railway, Shashikant Tripathi, said that Railways has devised a plan to ensure a smooth and safe experience for the pilgrims. He said the movement of people will be kept unidirectional to prevent chaos and congestion. Passengers will be directed to the Yatri Kendra before proceeding to their respective platforms, reducing confusion and congestion. The government and railway authorities are working together to ensure seamless communication, transportation and amenities for the millions of devotees and visitors.
हमें अनुमान दिया गया है सिविल एडमिनिस्ट्रेशन की तरफ से, वो ये है कि लगभग 40 करोड़ लोग इस महोत्सव में सम्मिलित होने के लिए आ रहे हैं। लोगों का मूवमेंट हम लोग यूनिडायरेक्शनल रखेंगे, मतलब ये है कि लोग क्रिस क्रॉस मूवमेंट ना करें, कोई आपस में उनमें टकराव की स्थिति ना हो। इसी तरह जो हमने यात्री आश्रय शेड बनाए हुए हैं, जिनमें प्रत्येक यात्री आश्रय शेड की क्षमता है लगभग 5,000 एक समय पे।
Mahakumbh Mela is scheduled to take place from January 13 to February 26, 2025 at the confluence of the Ganges, Yamuna and Saraswati rivers in Prayagraj. The event is expected to be a grand celebration with various spiritual, cultural and tourist attractions. The Uttar Pradesh government will promote Mahakumbh Mela 2025 at the International Tourism Fair in Spain. Mahakumbh Mela will be presented as a cultural heritage of humanity, highlighting its spiritual, historical and cultural significance. The Uttar Pradesh Tourism Department has prepared a plan to present the grandeur of Mahakumbh on the global stage, ensuring maximum visibility at the International Tourism Fair in Madrid. Invites will also be sent to people from across the world to experience this magnificent event, while also showcasing other diverse tourism offerings and special attractions of Uttar Pradesh. The tourism fair will feature thematic grand pavilions focusing on Mahakumbh 2025 and Uttar Pradesh's rich cultural legacy. Engagement will also be established with various tourism sector representatives, including tour operators from host countries and neighboring regions. U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan will arrive in New Delhi today on a two-day visit to India to hold talks with National Security Advisor Ajit Doval. The two leaders are expected to discuss a wide range of issues, including space, defense, and strategic technology cooperation, to shared security priorities in the Indo-Pacific and beyond. During his visit, Mr. Sullivan will also meet External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar and other Indian leaders. He will also visit the Indian Institute of Technology in Delhi. The visit takes place just before President Joe Biden leaves office on January 20th, ahead of the inauguration of Mr. Donald Trump as the 47th U.S. president. French Navy's nuclear-powered aircraft carrier Charles de Gaulle arrived in Goa to participate in bilateral naval exercise Varun. On arrival at Goa's Mormugao Port Trust jetty yesterday, the French carrier strike group received a ceremonial welcome from the Indian Navy band. The French carrier strike group, which includes the Rafale marine fighter aircraft, will take part in the 42nd annual bilateral exercise Varun with Indian Navy ships. In a social media post, Western Naval Command of Indian Navy said that the purpose of the visit is to enhance interoperability, foster mutual understanding, and strengthen ties between the navies of India and France. Union Minister for Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution, New and Renewable Energy Prahlad Joshi inspected the Omkareshwar floating solar project in Khandwa district in Madhya Pradesh today. The Omkareshwar Floating Solar Project is the first in Madhya Pradesh and one of the largest floating solar projects in the country. On this occasion, the Union Energy Minister said that this is a unique project and can be done at many places in the country. There is a potential of 90 gigawatt in this sector in the country, and full efforts will be made to promote it, he further added.
विश्व के बहुत बड़ा फ्लोटिंग सोलर प्रोजेक्ट है माननीय प्रधानमंत्री जी के नेतृत्व में एक क्रांति हो रहा है देश में भारत विश्व के लीडर बन रहे हैं रिन्यूएबल एनर्जी सेक्टर में तो इसलिए ये प्रोजेक्ट जो है ये तो अपने आप में एक अनोखा प्रोजेक्ट है और बड़ी मात्रा में ये जो इधर बिजली उत्पादन हो रहा है इधर से दिल्ली मेट्रो को भी बिजली दे रहा है.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast light to moderate rainfall and snowfall over Jammu Kashmir, Ladakh and Himachal Pradesh today. It has also predicted isolated rainfall accompanied with thunderstorms over Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh and northwest Uttar Pradesh in the coming 2 days. The IMD said scattered rainfall or snowfall is also expected over Uttarakhand tomorrow. IMD predicts a gradual rise in minimum temperatures by 2 to 3 degrees Celsius over northwest India over the next 3 days. It also said that there will be no significant change in minimum temperatures over central and east India during the next 3 days. In Jammu and Kashmir, the weather conditions continue to remain intensely cold and cloudy, with IMD predicting an active western disturbance to affect the Union Territory till tomorrow morning. Our correspondent reports that light and heavy motor vehicles will be allowed from both sides on Srinagar-Jammu National Highway. Similarly, one-way traffic will be allowed to move from Kargil to Srinagar. Mughal Road is closed for the 8th consecutive day, a report.
Tourist travelers and transporters have been advised to check status of Srinagar-Jammu National Highway and major roads from Traffic Department before planning their travel. The administration, with active collaboration of police, army and disaster management authority, has put in place action plans to tackle any kind of eventualities across Kashmir and Pir Panjal and Chenab Valley regions in Jammu Division. The public and tourists have been advised to avoid unnecessary movement in vulnerable areas and follow advisory from the administration. Tariq Rathar, Akashwani News, Srinagar.
Himachal Pradesh has witnessed record-breaking warmth this winter, with 4th January being the warmest day in history. Capital town Shimla's maximum temperature soared to 23.1 degrees Celsius, while other parts of the state also saw a significant rise in temperature. More from our correspondent.
The state weather department has recorded a 4 to 7 degrees Celsius surge in minimum and maximum temperature on January 3rd and 4th, making it feel like summer in the midst of winter. Shimla's maximum temperature on 4th January reached 23.1 degrees Celsius, the highest in January in the last 19 years. Meanwhile, the Meteorological Center Shimla has predicted that a western disturbance become active in the state from today, leading to widespread rain and snowfall on 6th of January. Prabha Sharma, Akashwani News, Shimla.
Meanwhile, a thick layer of fog blanketed Delhi this morning, causing disruption in the flight and train services in the national capital. The city also witnessed cold waves and temperature dip in the morning. Several flights are delayed at Indira Gandhi International Airport, Delhi, due to the fog. Passengers have been requested to contact the airline concerned for updated flight information. Several trains are also running late at New Delhi Railway Station due to the fog. According to the IMD, Delhi recorded 10 degrees Celsius temperature at 5:30 this morning. In Hockey India League, Team Gonasika secured their first win in the tournament, beating Hyderabad Tufans 3-1 at the Birsa Munda Hockey Stadium in Rourkela last night. We have a report.
Jugraj Singh scored a brace as Sriracha Karbengal Tigers defeated Delhi SG Pipers 4-1 and took the top spot in the points table of Hockey India League on Saturday. Jugraj in 17th and 38th converted penalty corners, while Sukhjeet in 1st and Abhishek in 47th minute struck from field play for Bengal Tigers. Furlong scored the only goal for Delhi from penalty corner in 53rd minute. In second match of the evening, Team Gonasika secured their first win in the league with 3-1 over Hyderabad Tufans. SV Sunil in 2nd, Victor Charlotte in 33rd, Neelam Sanjeev Khes in 60th minute scored for Team Gonasika, while Tim Brand in 12th minute scored for Hyderabad Tufans. Jugraj Singh from Bengal Tigers and Victor Charlotte from Gonasika became players of the match. Today, first match between Vedanta Kalinga Lancers vs Surma Hockey Club at 6 p.m. and second between Tamil Nadu Dragons vs UP Rudras at 8:15 p.m. will be played at Birsa Munda Stadium, Rourkela. You can listen to daily report on Hockey India League on Akashwani. This is Pratishtha Jain for Akashwani News.
Continuing with sports, in cricket, India have set a target of 162 runs before Australia on day 3 of the 5th and final test match of Border Gavaskar Trophy in Sydney. Chasing the target, Australia were 125 for 4 when last reports came in. The hosts need 37 runs to win the match. India resumed their second innings this morning from their overnight score of 141 for 6. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Naresh. The Asian Age shows a picture of Prime Minister Narendra Modi at the inauguration of the Grameen Bharat Mahotsav 2025 in New Delhi. Under the headline, Attempt to Divide India, Modi hits out against caste politics. Zero visibility for 9 hours, worst fog of season blinds Delhi, 400 flights hit, 100 train disrupted, says Sunday Times. The Hindu reports that an international cruise terminal has been planned to facilitate a global port-led city and high-end tourism in Greater Nicobar Island. In a momentous occasion for Indian Americans, 6 of their leaders have been sworn in as the members of the U.S. House of Representatives, the largest so far for this minority ethnic community in the United States, writes the Pioneer. And finally, in a sweet stride towards innovation, 284 milk producers from Gujarat associated with Amul Dairy have achieved a key milestone by producing 16,000 kilograms of honey under the Mission B program, notes the Hindu Business Line. With that, it's back to you, Naresh.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to inaugurate and lay foundation stones of multiple development projects worth over 12,200 crore rupees in Delhi today. Indian Railways to operate 13,000 trains during Mahakumbh Mela 2025 to cater to massive influx of pilgrims. Uttar Pradesh government to promote Mahakumbh at International Tourism Fair in Spain. French Navy's nuclear-powered aircraft carrier Charles de Gaulle arrives in Goa to participate in bilateral exercise Varun. U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan to arrive in New Delhi today on a two-day visit to India. India set 162-run victory target for Australia in fifth and final test of Border Gavaskar Trophy in Sydney. And in Hockey India League, Team Gonasika beat Hyderabad Tufans 3-1 in Rourkela. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.